Okay. We did. Nitla pitmasa, so if the pitna falls off, right? Right at the bottom of Lamed Hey on the base, right? The last couple of lines, nitla pitmasa. Tana Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, nitla buchanto. So, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar learned it slightly differently, as in he learned a translation of the word, not nitla pitmasa, nitla buchanto. That means the pitma is the buchan, right? What does that mean? Or the buchna, whatever. It's the sharp bit. Right? Literally, so Rashi. I don't know why I'm giving you the short version. Right? Rashi says it means one of two things. He brings two opinions from his rabbin. Right? One of them, right? And this was Hazokin Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Rashi's rabbi. I'm sorry?
Moshe Darshan.
Moshe Darshan was not Rashi's rabbi. Moshe Darshan wrote a sefer called the Bereshis Rabasi. It lived about 100 years before Rashi.
Rashi always quotes Moshe Darshan.
Because he's using a sefer, the Bereshis Rabasi. Rabbi Yaakov ben Yochar, one of Rashi's rabbin. Right? What does it mean, Rashi? Rashi learned in the yeshivas in Germany, so he had lots of rabbis because they sort of learned all in a room together, right? But one of the people he named with his rabbi is Rabbi Yaakov ben Yochar, said that it's the sharpit. What does the sharpit on the esrog mean? What we call the pitam today, right? And then Rabbeinu Yitzchak Aval Rabbeinu Yitzchak Levi Hayav Forish Pit Matzei Veuk Soish Neim Bezana. No, it's the bit that attaches it to the stem, right? Right, basically, when you pick the esrog, whatever's left, right, which you might have thought was really part of the tree, that's a pisum. Okay?
Interesting.
One of those two, right? Big machlokes. We pass it to Suffolk. It just happens to be that ripping off the entire bottom bit takes a certain amount of effort. So it doesn't really come up on mice there. But we pass in the suffix and we pass in like both this. Rashi pass in like the top bit. But Lamai says a big machlokes has shown him and we're not machria. We the suffix exists to this day. Okay. Right. Niklaf, right? What if it got peeled? Ama Rava Hayi Sroga de Aglid Kahina Sumka Kshira. Basically, so apparently when you peel an esrog just a little bit, it starts to feel a bit red. Looks like looking like a red date, but dates are a little bit red before you try them out. But if it turns dark, if you're getting to the bit of the skin that's that color, no worries, that's kosher. Veha anantna niklaf pasul. Didn't the Mishnah say that if you peel an esrog, it is in fact pasul? What are you talking about? No, like kosher, not a problem. Ha bechula, ha bemiksos. So we're talking about if you cover the entire thing, right? If you peel the entire esrog such that it turns that sort of brownish color, then it is no kosher. Yes. Why? So if you do it only partially, it's not. Why? Because then it's possible. Why? Because then it is menumar.
Like a leopard.
Yeah.
Why do they have such a problem with leopards? Leopards are considered really beautiful animals.
Sorry? I don't know. It's not a pretty thing for an Arab minion. Who is the person who disagrees with Rashi on that and says the opposite of what everybody here said?
His voice.
The Rambam. Right? The Rambam disagrees and says, no, habakula means it's possible if you peel it entirely. If it's only a little bit, then no worries, it's kosher. Right? By the way, note. The Rambam also disagrees on another point. He says that it has to stay yellow. You haven't gotten rid of any of the yellow bit. Now, I'm not going to lie, I've never seen an esrog. Like, if you peel an esrog, I assume it's like peeling a lemon. I haven't actually peeled an esrog, but I assume if you peel an esrog, it's like peeling a lemon, meaning it doesn't have any brown bit. So I'm not totally certain what Rashi's referring to. But if I ask you, are dates yellow? What's the Rambam? How does Rambam learn the Gemara? Are dates yellow?
When they're like in the tree,
very good. The answer is, well, Yes. There's some dates are a pale yellow. And it's very reasonable that's what happened, because at least, like I said, I haven't done this on this road, but if you take the zest off a lemon, meaning you take out the very outer layer of peel off lemon, it's a faint yellow. That's exactly the color it is, and then the rum makes perfect sense. And the rum also lends addition, if you do it to all of it, it's possible. If you do it to only a little bit, then it is kosher. The Shulchan Aruch passes that the rum against Rashi. Fine. Nisdak Nikav. So if it got split, or it got, like, you split the string in two, or alternatively you made a hole in it, what's the halakha? Very good. Fast on the Mishnah said, Tani ula bar chanina nikav nekesh mefulash b'mashehu v'she'enei mefulash b'keisar. What sort of hole do you need to make? Well, if you make a hole from side to side, you like stick a skewer through the esrog, and so you make a hole from side to side, that doesn't matter how small a hole is, it's possible. If you don't make a hole in it all the way from one side through to the other, then already it depends. How big is it?
Into the pit.
I'm sorry?
Like through the skin or all the way to the pit.
Mifulash, I think, means all the way through. I'll check what Rashi said, but I think it means all the way through.
I thought that's like a machloket.
It is, and we... It is a machloket, you are correct. It is a machlekes. Simul b'shan l'gemara, it means that it's from side to side. I think there is a din that it's a, that I think there is a din Rishonim that if it's only through the pit, that's also a problem. I don't even have details. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch say. Okay, fine. In any case, right? Right? The simul b'shan l'gemara is that it's talking about going all the way through, side to side, right? And that I don't remember now the details, right? I don't want to comment on if it's gone to the pit. I don't remember, right? If it's kaisar, if it's like a coin, if it's not mefulash, if it doesn't go side to side, then the hole has to be the size of a coin. Right, an SR is a relatively small coin. Right, if the hole is that big, it's a problem. If not, then it's not. Now, note, there is a machlokes question shown, and what does this mean? Right, doesn't mean that the hole exists, that the hole is that size, it doesn't mean the hole actually caused some of the flesh of the esrog to be removed. Nafkamina, you stick a skewer all the way through the esrog, do you necessarily remove any of the flesh of the esrog? No, right, it might all still be there. Right, so in that case, that's a machlokes question shown. Is that still possible?
If you stick a skewer all the way through?
But you didn't actually remove any of the flesh of the esrog. Like, all the flesh of the esrog remains exactly where it is. That is a machlokes rishonim. We are machmir l'chatchila, but the evidence might be that we are mekel, but not seh bracha. Right? If that's the only esrog you have. Okay. Fine. By Rava. Rava said, Noldu be'esrog simoni trefa by mash mahu. If the esrog develops the signs of a trefa, what is a trefa? It's calling people. What?
It's handled with one of the signs of trefas.
Meaning, what does it mean?
It's going to die in
next year, right? The animal, it develops the signs of an animal that's going to die in the next 12 months. Right? What's the din?
What, like if it has like a hole in its brain?
So Yoni has asked the obvious question, what on earth does it mean that an esrog has developed simani trefa? It actually makes no sense as a statement, right? My can be violated, Maras. What is it talking about? Right? In Niklaf, Tnaina, if we're talking about it getting peeled, right? We taught that already. In Nistaf, Tnaina, right? If it gets split, we taught that as well. In Niklaf, Tnaina, we taught what to do without getting a hole. Kikami, violated the Ulam, Arabi Yoikanan, Rea, Shenishbecha, Kikizan, Shira. The Amar Rava Vehude Kaima Simpunha Haloi Kaime Simpunha Kshira. If you have basically the flesh that was inside the lung got liquefied, and then got poured out of a hole in the lung, like fell out of a hole in the lung.
Can you repeat?
The way Rashi explains it, if the flesh inside of the lung got liquefied and then somehow came out. Right?
Happens all the time, yeah.
Right? That's the question. If you've got something that's preventing it from falling out, then that's apparently not a siman trefa.
So is it saying the flesh of...
If you haven't got something that's going to stop it from falling out, then it is in fact a siman trefa.
So if the flesh of the etrog is liquefied...
I suppose, yeah. If it goes basically... How does the flesh of the etrog get liquefied? It was, how does the flesh and the lung get liquefied while the animal is still alive? I'm not certain. But how does the flesh of an esri get liquefied? Wow. People, this is not rocket science.
Son?
It gets squished.
Oh, squished.
Wow. If the esri, if somebody stepped on the esri, right? If it has a hole, it's a problem. If it doesn't, it's not.
So you could have the squished etrog.
Theoretically, don't experiment with this, because if you develop a hole in the esri, it's a problem. Okay. Right? Hachamai, what's the din? Dilma hasamudele shalit ba vira hadar baria. Hachad shalit baria is seruchi masracha. So, Dilma lishna, are you going to say that in that case, since the air can't get to the inside of the lung, except, you know, in the normal fashion, and that we don't count as damaging the lung, right? Here, the liquefied lung will eventually heal. Right? By the way, what does it mean? I don't know if it's possible that the flesh inside of the lung liquefies and an animal or a person for that matter stays alive, but I was about to say lungs can fill with various with liquids of various colours, including red. Sometimes a little bit of blood gets in, right? And maybe that's what they're describing. I'm not certain, right? I don't know exactly what's being discussed here, right? There, since the air can't get to the lung is still intact, maybe the person will, the animal will heal, and maybe it's not a semen trefa. Here, the air can get to the esrog, and therefore it's going to go bad. Right? Once the skin is pierced, it's going to go bad. Or maybe not. Maybe you'll say that, no difference, this is not going to be a semen trefa, not for a behemoth, and not for an esrog. Tashma, the Braita said, esrog, tapuach, saruach, kavush, shaluk, kushi, lavanum, and numer apostle, an esrog, which is... I'm not going to translate the words, because the one I was going to explain in a minute. Tapuach, saruach, kavush, shaluk, kushi, olavan, umenumer pasul. Let's actually explain some of them, right? Saruach means, tapuach will be explained, so I'm not going to worry about it now. Saruach usually means smelly, but again, it will be explained in a minute, right? Kavush means it got left in water and it soaked. It soaked in the water for more than 24 hours, right? Shaluk means it got cooked. Kushi, we'll discuss soon. Lavan, if it's white, that's clear, right? And menumar, if it's like a leopard, esrog is spotty. All of those are pasul. Esrog kekadur pasul. B'yashem rim af hatiyom. Right. So an esrog which is round, right? It's round like an orange is round, like a ball is round. That's pasul, right? And then there are some people who say that an esrog, which is basically two esrogim that grew together, and so they grew into each other, is also going to be pasul. And some people say no. Esrog haboiser, Rabbi Akiva poiser lechachamim machshirin. Right, esrog haboiser means what's boiser? Do with grapes.
Vine.
No. Very small. Right? So, have you an esrog that's very like a very small grape, right? Is that, or the rush is the size of a bean, like a white bean?
Right?
By the way, interesting. I don't really know which white bean he's referring to. Is he referring to like a navy bean, or is he referring to a pinto bean? Because there are different types of white beans.
What about a
lima bean?
I don't know. Anyway, right?
If you throw enough names, then I'll get it.
Right? So, but anyway, an esrog the size of a white bean, is it? Rabbi Akiva says it's pasul, and Chachamim say it is kosher. Gadlei v'tfus v'asoi kemin birya acheres pasul. Basically, if you grew the esrog in a mold, right, and then it came out in a shape that's not an esrog shape. It came out in a different shape. That's possible.
Within the malt or within the different shape?
Within the different shape.
So why
doesn't it say different mold? No, no, you put it in a mold.
Oh, in a mold.
No, not that it grew mold. It put it in a mold, and then it changed shape as a result. It grew into an odd shape. No, you'd think that that Shaila has never come up in the history of mankind.
It can be done. It's easier to shift things than in squares. So the people have to do that.
Somebody, the Chashukei Hemed, I don't remember where. Actually, I do remember where. Anyway, unless we give Likicha the Adi the Davar Acher that we haven't gotten to yet, got asked, what if I grew an esrog in a bottle? Now, in his case, the esrog apparently didn't change shape. His problem was that it was in a glass bottle, and so the question, well, he couldn't remove. I have no idea why somebody would do this. Like, I have no idea. Who was the moron who thought that that was a good idea? I think he thought he was protecting it or something. Like, he must, that must have been the logic. Anyway, so they grew, he grew the esrog inside of a bottle, right? And then he's wondering, is that a problem with, it's like, is that called taking it through something else? And so the Chashukei Hemed has a whole talk, a whole trouble about that. This is absurd. Do not do this.
Well, in theory, could it be done? Like, technically? It would.
Apparently he can. He asked. He said, I've done this. What do I do now?
No, but I'm saying,
and now he was wondering, do I have to smash the bottle? Because if he smashes the bottle, it's obviously going to cut the esrog, right? Okay, fine. Ksani miyas tapuach sarbru saruach. My love tapuach mi bachutz ve saruach mi bifnim. Right. So we included the rule, the types of esrog, which is tapuach saruach. What isn't it talking about tapuach mi bachutz, which means it's rotting from outside, right? And saruach is it's rotting inside, right? Doesn't that mean a rotten esrog is going to be possible? By the way, does that mean that an esrog that got squished is going to be possible or not? Because we're afraid of the esrog which was squished is rotting. Does this price of a former rider is possible or is not?
It
can go either way, right? Depends. Do you think it means it only gets possible, it's only possible when it actually rots, when you see that it's rotting, but until then it's fine? Or do you think that it means that, no, rotting esrog is a bag, therefore this esrog that I'm afraid that we're pretty sure it's going to rot is also going to be bad. Right? As you can learn it either way. Loi, idi vidi b'chutz v'loi kashi ha'de tapach af al gav d'loi sarach ha'de sarach af al gav d'loi tapach. So they're talking about a case where they're both going bad outside, but they're going bad outside in different ways. Tapach means hitnapeach, right, in modern Hebrew, right? Basically, it's like it's expanding, it's blowing up, right? It's like expanding like a balloon, right, for whatever reason, right? Rashi thinks that can happen when rain falls after it's already been after it's already been picked. I'm not a farmer, so I don't know exactly what Matthias is describing, but he was a farmer, so I actually assume he knows what he was talking about. Right, sarach means that it went bad, it actually rotted, so it's a little different. Fine. Amar mar esrog kushi posel, an esrog which is kushi. Right, an esrog which is, what does kushi mean?
Black.
Very good, so a black esrog is posel. Lost my place. V'asanya, kushi kosher, doime le kushi posel? Right, didn't the Gemara, didn't we have a brayse that said an esrog kushi, which is kosher, but an esrog which is what's called doime le kushi, right, is posel? Meaning, an esrog kushi is a different type of esrog. It's a dark esrog. Maybe that's what Rashi means by the brown esrog, by the esrog that you peel it and there's a little bit of brown. Maybe it started off black. I'm not certain. Right. An esrog which starts off black, which grew black right from the beginning, Bryce said that's possible. An esrog which is really yellow, it's a regular esrog, but it grew black, that's going to be possible. That's what the Bryce said.
Black from the beginning.
No problem. As in, if it's a black esrog, if it's that breed of esrog. I've never seen this esrog. I'd be fascinated if somebody can find it. No opinion. I don't know. I have no idea.
What happens if you genetically modify your exoskeleton?
I have no idea. Okay. Let's bypass again. Okay, so Amar Abaye kitnan namei mas nisin doyim alekoshitnan. Abaye said that's what the Mishnah meant. The Mishnah didn't mean an esrog koshi, an esrog which that's the breed of esrog and it grows black. He mean the Mishnah meant an esrog which grew black even though it wasn't really meant to. Right? Rava Amar loika shehalan veha lu. Rashi said, Rava said, this one is for one of these statements. The Mishnah is for us and the Brisa is for them. Or maybe the Brisa is for them and the Mishnah is for them. The Brisa is for us and the Mishnah is for them. Right? Lamai said, Rashi learns as follows. Bovel, in Bovel, an Esrei Koshi, an Esrei which is black, which grew black, is going to be kosher. And it's only if it's a yellow Esrei which grew back accidentally that'll be possible. And in Eretz Yisrael, an Esrei which, even an Esrei which regularly goes back would be possible. Right, and he says the reason why is because in Eretz Yisrael they're used to black esrogim, and they're not used to black esrogim, excuse me, and therefore that's very ugly to them. In Bavel, they are used to them, and therefore that's not such a problem.
The Gemara just asked a question. Go to like Syria area, go that side of town, and you might be able to find
it. Well, not exactly, because Rashi thinks they grew in Ethiopia, and he thinks the Bavel is close to Ethiopia.
Oh, really?
Unless you go with.
That means Bavel was in Africa.
No.
And if you go with Kush means India.
I was about to say, unless Kush means India. Which, in terms, it might. So, in other words, there's a problem with exactly what's going on in geography here, so I don't want to go into the details. Lamai said, I don't know exactly where he's growing.
Isn't okay. That much more from the Megillah? Kush is India in that country?
No, there are people who think that Kush is India, but Mehodavad Kush clearly doesn't mean that Kush is India, but Hodo is India. So Mehodavad Kush means from one side of the empire to the other, Ethiopia. That's better. I think, no? Like I said, it's in the same way, Hodu and Kush, so Hodu and Kush have to be a long way away from each other then.
No, I think they understand Hodu to be not India.
Maybe, I don't know.
I'm
anyway, I think the assumption is generally to be assumed that Kush is Ethiopia, but here it might mean something different. Like in Akinami, there is a problem with the geography here. Like what exactly is being discussed? Okay. Also, it might be that an Esrei Hakushi does not actually grow in Kush, but it might be called a Kushi because it's color. So, like I said, not clear. Okay. Esrei Kaboiser, Rabbi Kiva Poiser Vacham Makshirim. Very, very small Esrei. Amar Rabba, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon. Amar Davar Echad, Rabbi Kiva. Rabba said, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon both said the same thing. Rabbi Kiva, Hadam, and Rabbi Kiva, whatever we just said, right, that an Esrei Gaboiser is possible, a very small Esrei. Rabbi Shimon, Mahi, Disnan, Rabbi Shimon, Poiter, Esrei Esrogim, Bekoitnan, that Rabbi, because the Mishnah says that Rabbi Shimon would say that tiny, tiny Esrogim are potter from Meiser. You don't have to take Meiser from such Esrogim. I don't know, they're not edible, maybe. I'm not certain exactly. Okay. Amar le Abaye Dilma loyi ad kan like Amar Rabbi Akiva Hacha Devain and Hadar Valeka Valhasam Kira Abanans really Inami ad kan like Amar Rabbi Shimon Hasam El Desiv Aser Tarasel is called Wazarecha Kadeva Derek Shebne Adam Maisin Lizria Valhacha Kira Abanans really. Maybe Abaye says no. Maybe they don't agree. And it's in Akinami to talk about the same Esrogim of the same different dinim. Maybe Rabbi Akiva will say tiny, tiny, tiny Esrogim can't be used because they're not Hadar. It doesn't mean they're not food. It doesn't mean you don't take Meiser. Right? Maybe Rabbi Shimon will say you can use them. The reason why you don't take Meiser is because such tiny Esrogim aren't usually planted. And it says, the Pasuk says, Aser ta Aser es kol tevuas zarecha. Right? All the produce of your seeds, meaning produce which can also be used for seeds. These tiny Esrogim are not useful for seeds. So maybe that's why he says that they are Pasuk. Vesu loy Midi, right? And you can't necessarily compare them, Rabbi said to Rabba, right? Okay, Godly Bitfus, Vasa'oi Kemin, Biria, Cheres, Pasol, right? If you grew it in a mold and it turned into a different shape, Pasol. Ama Rabba, Rabba says, Lushan Noela Kemin, Biria, Cheres, Aval Kibriyasi Kosher. Rabba said, if you grew it in an Esrei shaped mold, then that would be Kosher. The only reason why I can think of why you would think do that is maybe you wanted to limit its size?
No, they just wanted like a perfect natural shape.
Maybe that's it? I don't know.
No, you got a natural box, like those metal boxes.
Yeah, anyway, not certain exactly why somebody would do this. Maybe you're right, it's you want the perfect, like you have a very specific idea of what you like in your Astrogan. Right? You need it to have the garth tool and it needs to be perfectly bumpy and it needs to have a beautiful bit, whatever, maybe. Anything possible, right? Aval kivriyeh. So, gosh, but if it's a regular astral tray, if you grow it in a mold to form a regular astral tray, that's kosher. Pshita, that's obvious. Kemin birya acheres, Tanya. Didn't the Braisa say it's going to be a different shape? So, obviously, if it's the same shape, that's not a problem. Loi sricha. No, why do you need this statement of Rava? De avida le dape dape. Okay. That you made it, literally it means sheets upon sheets. What does sheets upon sheets mean?
Layer by layer.
Okay, but what does it mean you make this, you mold a layer, sorry, layer by layer?
You actually form it. You like to take a ground up intro and make a point giant.
No, I think that would be possible.
As it grows, you change the mold.
I'm sorry?
I mean, as it grows, you change the mold.
Maybe, but I don't think that's it. Rashi says that layer by layer means, well, you make it an S-rig with a gartle.
Make it what?
A gartle. Meaning there's multiple sections to the S-rig. You give it a gartle.
Oh, like you make it like...
You give it multiple sections, like one on top of the other. Havamina, that would be not the regular S-ray shape and would be possible.
So you give it multiple gartles.
I mean, I don't know, either one or multiple, it doesn't sound like there's a difference.
It'd actually be quite cool, like if you could like make it so like fits in between your hands.
Imagine
like
how much money you could be make you could make by selling those S-ray to Hasidim. Anyway, right, Rashi says that that's what it's talking about. Rashi's right, right? That's what it sounds like. That's kosher. You would have thought that's kosher. That's not a regular asterisk shape. Kashman, that is kosher. That's not far. That's kosher. Sorry, it's not far enough from the regular asterisk shape to be called kosher.
All you have got to do is go and attach a few elastics or strong elastics to the etrog while it's growing.
I mean, how do you think they'd make a guard elastrog?
And you could turn it into a hot sum collet. You could get it perfect.
Oh, you could get it a hand grip. Cool.
Okay. Would you buy it, Alex?
No, ugly.